Yo, witchy boy, Nacho Stone, coming at you with another podcast. Okay, we're gonna talk about scary movies that's been on my mind for quite a while. It's just the new generation versus the old generation. Now, I personally think I'm part of, like, in the in-between, like, a mixture of the new and old generation. But, seeing, like, the movies that my, like, primo, like, watched, my primo Beto watched, It's pretty, like, those are more scary than, like, the common ones, like, because in this new generation, they don't focus on, like, the story like they used to. They like to get into the jump scares and, like, the suspense. And, like, most of the scary movies now are not really that scary. They're just suspenseful. And, like, they add too many jump scares. They're not, like, focused on the plot story. And, like, if they're focused more on the plot story and then, like, get to the suspenseful stuff and then the jump scares, like, in between, then, yeah, then that'll make it scary. But, like, constant jump scares, it's not a fascinating thing for me because, like, okay, another jump scare. Oh, another jump scare. Like, it's, what the hell is that? And, like, going back to, like, the older scary movies that I watched when I was younger, like, Freddy vs. Jason, or like the old Freddy Krueger movies or the old Jason movies, those were scary. Those were beyond scary. Like the new generation, like remake of like The Nightmare on Elm Street, I can tell like it's somewhat scary, but overall, I don't think it's that scary. Like if you really look at it, it's not like anything like the old ones. It's new. And If you ever seen the old like Freddy Krueger movies, then you know what I'm talking about, right? And I feel like the one that kind of stood out the most was Freddy vs. Jason, because it did a crossover between two murderers. One, Jason Van Hoover, I think. I don't know how you pronounce his name, but I think it's Van Hoover or something like that. And then the other one is Freddy Krueger, not Cougar, Krueger. I know it's like some of you pronouncing like Freddy Krueger is like, what'd you say? Like Freddy Krueger is like, no, it's Freddy Krueger, not Cougar. Cougars of like a fucking 60-year-old woman that like still goes to clubs. But anyways, Freddy Krueger and like Jason Van, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, I don't know. But they're both iconic murderers, right? One is a pedophile murderer. The other one is a deformed murdering. I actually don't know the whole story around Jason. I'll probably look that up later. Or probably right now. Maybe, I don't know. You know, no. But anyways. With those scary stories, it focuses more on their stories, on like what happens between them. And with the newer versions, it's pointless, there's too many jump scares. And like in the Freddy Krueger movie, there weren't many jump scares. There was like more suspense and like more like into the story than basic just jump scares. And just like, oh, like this is what she looks like, and like we're just gonna skip the plot. Like, why would you skip the plot story? Like, there's no point in that. Like, give us the plot, give us what's happening, give us the origin, and then give us the suspense, then give us the jump scare. Like, at the end, like, towards the end of the movie, there's no really point of any jump scares, because we already know what it looks like. It's like, if we, like, get clips of it, and, like, not the face, then we'll get into it more. And, like, the newer generation movies are just so stupid to me now that I don't want to watch them. I sometimes go into my primo's room and, like, look up some scary movies that he has, like, on CDs, and then I watch those. And those are even better than what I've seen, like, in my past life. In, like, my past life. Yeah, my past life. In my whole life. Like, they're better. And, like, just like this one murdering movie. What was it called? I can't remember what it was called, but my primo had three parts of it. I watched all three, not to his knowledge, but I did watch all three of them. Like, what the hell, primo? You gave me nightmares for like a week. But anyways, like, the Like those in particular, I enjoy watching. Like whenever like I'm alone at home, like home alone, I enjoy watching them. Like cause like oh I'm alone. Like I think this is gonna happen to me. And then like I look at it, I watch it, and I get suspenseful. I even hide under the covers. I even grab one of my dogs so they're like I'm not alone. Even though I like watching them alone because well I scream like a little girl. Not really, but I feel like I scream like a little girl. And that's the whole entire point is to just be like interested in the story, like the curse of La Llorona. The curse of La Llorona. Like that movie was just so stupid to me. I watched it. I was like not impressed. There's a bunch of jump scares, and I didn't like it. I hated the movie. Rotten Tomatoes gave it like what a 17%, and oh my god, even talking about the movie gets me frustrated because I went to go see it expecting it to be like one of those old like timey movies, but it fucking wasn't. I was so fucking disappointed. See, I wish I could just go back to my Primo's time and like see what scary movies were on when he was a kid, because like I feel like they would be more scary than they were, like because back then they worked on it. They worked on it, and like I feel like they work on it today and age, at least this day and age, but like not as hard as they did back then. That's what she said. Shut up. Anyways, I feel like going back to their time, like I'm gonna ask my cousin Janelle, like what was it like when like and her husband Gabe, asking like, well, what kind of scary movies were on, like what, like. Comparing their scary movies to like this type of like golden age, yeah, pretty much. But like, besides the point, most of this stuff is like basically my knowledge. Like, I know a lot of people enjoyed that movie. Like, I'm not trying to criticize it. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I really disliked the movie because it wasn't anything I expected. In fact, it was worse. And I don't know why I wasn't surprised, but I just thought like maybe like maybe they'll try on this one, and like that's why I kind of just stopped watching scary movies and moved on to Marvel and like superheroes, because like most of the scary movies like were just pointless at this point. And I feel like if I start getting back into scary movies, I'll just get more into some more and more disappointed to the point where I just stop watching scary movies. Cause like take Let's see. I don't know if Chucky came out, but like the new movie Chucky. Like I haven't seen it because I already know the origin. I love the first origin of Chucky. Like I love that one. The other one was basically a remake of like the first one, but like better. And like I hate how they say better because the old one is just the original. Like you can't get any better than the original. Like if you like take the first three Star Wars movies, not episode 1, 2, and 3, the first three, episode 4, 5, and 6, New Hope, Strike Back, and Return of the Jedi. Return of a Jedi or Return of the Jedi? I can't. Anyways, take those three movies for example. They were better than episode 1, 2, and 3, and they're gonna be better than 4, 5. They're gonna be better than 7, 8, and 9. I just feel like that's how it is. Like, yeah, it continues the story, but like those three were the main ones. And I'm not trying to talk to you like, oh, I like older movies better because I think they're better. Like, I'm born in the wrong era. Like, no, fuck that shit. I'm just saying I have a particularly better taste for older movies that are scarier and more into the plot than newer, like, oh, let's just get to the point story, because this generation just doesn't care about the story. They just want you to get straight to the point. Well, you know what I say to that? Fuck you guys, because building the story into like the movie is basically the whole point of it. You want to figure out what's been happening throughout the story, like figure out the story of the movie, and then you find out what's happening. People just like to skip through movies and just get to the like the fight scene, like the murder scenes, like the like action scenes, just to get past that. Just like I was watching a movie with my friend we were watching Iron Man, like, you know, the first one, and he wanted to skip through all of it. Like, I've seen Iron Man, like, I wouldn't mind skipping it, but, like, he wanted to skip through all of it just to get to the fight scene. I was like, why? What's the point? Like, why can't we just watch it, like, making, like, he wanted to skip to the part where he became Iron, he was training to become Iron Man. I was like, why would you skip that? That's, like, a crucial detail. He wanted to skip the part where he was getting out of the cave. Like, that's a crucial detail. He wanted to skip the part where he was making the first Iron Man suit. That's a crucial detail. Like, why would you skip all those crucial details if you just want to get to the fight scene? Like, there's no point in that. And, like, that's what kind of pissed me off about my friends, because, like, they want to do that, and I'm like, no, why? Just like how my friends saw Captain America, the first Avenger, which I think he is. Not so sure. I really don't know who's the first Avenger. I want to say it's Captain America, but they made his movie a little bit later on. Anyways, besides the point. What was I saying? See, I was getting off topic. Anyways, I need to stop saying that. I lost my train of thought. Oh, right. Like, don't skip the details. Don't skip, like the whole thing, like, just to get to the fight scenes. Like, do you not want to know what happens? How he became who he was, or, like, how he did it, how he redeemed himself, how, like, he managed to control it, or, like, whatever the hell. Like, those are crucial points. And, like, if you've seen it and, like, you want to skip through it, like, go for it. Go be my guest. But if you haven't seen it and you want to skip through it, like, don't. I recommend you don't, because it'll make no sense. Like, okay, how did he become Iron Man? It's like, where's his first three suits? I was like, go back to the beginning of the movie, fucking watch it through the end. Like, I'm not gonna tell you what, and this, and this. And you know what? You know another thing that pisses me off about horror movies? When we get a movie, and, like, I haven't seen it, my friend hasn't seen it, we get it in, we put it into the DVD player, yeah. We put it in there. We insert the disc, alright? We insert the disc, and we start watching the movie. The instant we start getting into the movie, I start getting into it. I start listening and, like, watching for, like, clues. My friend, on the other hand, he's like, hey, what's happening? Like, what are they doing? Are they doing that? Did they just go in there? It's like, shut the fuck up. Watch the fucking movie. I don't fucking know. I haven't seen this, just like you. Are you kidding me? Like, don't, like, I bet a lot of you have that kind of friend that, just wants to know what's happening at all times. It's like, watch the fucking movie. Like, obviously. And then, like, most of this stuff is just, But anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this little rant. It's probably, you know what I hate. It's basically the newer generation versus the older generation. And I feel like I'm in between, like, obviously. I'm in between both of them because I was born in 1998 but grew up through the 2000s. But anyways, besides the point, that's the end of this podcast. I know it's short, it's probably like 13 minutes, but let me know what you guys think. Let me know what I can do better. I'm sorry that I have not been uploading as much podcasts as I should be because, well, family issues. Not getting into it, but just that's the whole point of it, family issues. But anyways, I'm Ubuntu Stone. I'm out.